This is Pastor Joshua Swilly, and you're listening to the Hope United Podcast. We pray that this message is a blessing to you. But I want to tell you that God does everything perfect in His time. There's nothing that's beyond God's control, and God knew that you needed to hear from your pastor today. Amen? So that's what we're going to do. Going to do what God wants to do. So I'm going to pause our series that we're doing and speak some things by the Spirit that I think are very important, very relevant for where we are right now as a nation and as a South Florida community. Because fear will make you do some crazy things. Amen. I was walking down the grocery store. Anybody ever been there in the last couple weeks? And there's some crazy things happening in the grocery store. I don't know if you've seen it. Some things that you expected, some things you didn't expect. I was expecting the Clorox wipes to be gone. I was expecting the hand sanitizer to be gone. I was expecting the Clorox to be gone. But I was not mentally prepared for the toilet paper to be gone. What is going on? And fear will make you do some crazy things. Fear is a destabilizing factor that no matter what's going on, it can stop you in your tracks. It can paralyze you. Fear, that's what it does. It really just paralyzes people. And the enemy uses all kinds of fears to try to invade our life and try to keep us from living, try to control us. And so We see that the enemy puts fears in there to try to put our focus and control our attentions and dictate our time. And fear, if you let it, it's greedy. It wants to take all of your focus and just put it right there on this one thing. And you can't do the things that you know you need to do, and you can't do the things that you're supposed to do. You're just here focused on this one fear. And that's what fear does. It paralyzes you. But there's something, the good news is this, there's something that's even more powerful than fear. Does anybody know what I'm talking about? There's something that's even more powerful than fear, and it's called faith. It's God's gift to you and me, and it's called faith, that no matter what's going on, no matter what fear lurks around the next corner, there's a gift that God gives us, and it's called faith. So if you'd let me, I'd like to talk to you about fear over faith. Faith over fear. Look at somebody and say, faith over fear. Faith over fear. Somehow, as believers, we got to get this faith over the fear. Because Jesus said, if you just have a little bit of this stuff, you can move mountains. If you just have a little bit, just a millimeter or two of faith, you can move mountains. That's how big a mustard seed is. It's just a couple of millimeters big. All you need is just this much faith, and you can say to mountains, move from here to there. And God can do the miraculous in your life when we operate by faith instead of fear. But do you know what governs the world thought process? Do you know what governs our society? It's fear. When there is the absence of Christ and the message of Christ, there's not really that much left. And so fear takes up what was the vacuum of faith and of good things that God brings into our life. And now all of a sudden, fear dominates. Fear dominates the world system. Fear dominates the thoughts and the minds of those that are in the world. Without the gift of faith, fear will dominate. That's what we're seeing in our world culture today, is the power that fear has to dominate the thought process, to dominate the culture and the society. And as a believer, even though you're coming to church, even though you're reading your Bible, even though you're trying to walk in the things of God, sometimes, depending on what you're listening to, sometimes there's a fear that can slip into your life. And you're trying to do the right thing. You're trying to walk according to what Jesus told you to. And still, sometimes, if we're listening to the wrong thing long enough, or we're listening to the world long enough, and we're listening to people that are caught up in that type of thought process, there's a little fear that could slip into our life. And all of a sudden, even though we believe in God and we read His word, that fear has slipped and it begins to invade our thought process. So who are you listening to? This is so important. Who are you listening to? Whose report are you going to believe? Because a lot of people have a report. Turn on the news. Talk to a friend. Talk to a coworker. Have a conversation at work. Guess what? Everybody's got a report. But whose report will you believe? You know, the world has a report, and it's legitimate. It's according to the reality that they live in. There's a problem, there's an issue, there's an epidemic, there's something going on, and they're speaking from the reality that they exist in. It's not a fairy tale. It's something that's legitimate from their standpoint. And so we can choose to operate within that framework of thought and operate within that reality. Or, I want to show you this, when Jesus showed up, He showed us a new reality. He said the kingdom of God is what? It's at hand. And He said we can operate actually by a different reality. And that is a reality that is dominated by faith. That is a thought process that is dominated by faith. A kingdom that operates through faith. So while the world is operating and it's existing and it's got fear all in it, all running through it, we can operate by a different reality. It's not that I'm denying this other reality over here. It's a reality. It's a reality. There's problems. There's people getting sick. There's a virus out there. But there's also another report. Amen. How many know there's another report over your life that God can do some things? The report of the Lord. Look at someone and say, the report of the Lord. Does anybody know what the report of the Lord is? Get a sip of this tea first. This is too good to shortchange. The report of the Lord is faith. The report of the Lord is faith. Faith dominates the mind of the believer. Why? Because I have surrendered myself to the Holy Spirit and said, God, put your thought process inside of me. God, put your ideas inside of me, because I know with my ideas, I'm not going to get too far in life. But God, I need to surrender myself to a new way of thinking. I want to surrender myself to a new reality that is a kingdom reality, where there's new attributes and there's new things at play within the kingdom of God. And one of those things that's at play is called faith. Faith dominates the mind of the believer. When we begin to interact within the kingdom of God, faith becomes the dominant thought pattern. Faith is dominant in the kingdom culture. To walk in this culture, to be successful in this culture, you have to walk by faith and not by sight. Come on, somebody. Come on, somebody. You need to push pause on the TV for a second. You need to push pause on that social media stream. You need to put pause on that conversation, because we got to walk by faith and not by sight. The way that we operate in a different reality, in a different realm, with different rules, as we walk by. I'm walking by faith, so sometimes I have to push the pause button and just get back to my faith stance, because sometimes if I'm listening to the wrong voices for too long, that fear will try to creep in and try to fill up the vacuum. Fear is so good at filling up the vacuum. You see, when there's not enough faith in the world today, guess what happens? Fear is released and it fills up the vacuum.
You see, but when you have Christ in you, the hope of glory, you've got a faith. You've got a faith that's happening, and it's difficult for fear to get in. It's difficult for fear to take over. But I'm talking to you today because it depends what you're listening to. Sometimes we're listening and we invite, unsuspectingly, we invite a guest into our home. We invite a guest into our lives, and his name is fear. And he wants to set up shop, and he wants us to have all kind of conversations with him. He wants us to take our time talking to him. I don't have time for fear. I have time for people. I have time for solving the problems of the world, but I don't have time for fear because I'm a man of faith. Oh, come on, church. Look at somebody and say, I'm a person of faith. I'm a man of faith. I'm a woman of faith. I'm walking by faith and not by sight. You and I aren't supposed to live by what we see and what we hear and what we perceive in the natural. We're supposed to operate by faith. It's a different reality. It's not that that's not a reality. What's going on at Publix? That's a reality. People are taking the toilet paper. Somebody maybe can explain that to me after service. But there is a different reality that you and I can live in. The Bible says the just shall live by faith. The just shall live by faith. I'm not living by fear. I'm not moved by fear. I'm only moved by faith. We are supposed to live, Jesus tells us. Oh, come on, church. By every word that proceeds from the Father's mouth. Oh, my goodness. I know this person has a story, and this person's got a report, and CNN is saying this, and NBC is saying that, and Channel 10 is saying this, and Channel 7 is saying that, but I want to know what the word that's proceeding from the Father's mouth. That's what I'm concerned. What is the God saying over my destiny? What is God saying over my future and my family? What is God saying over our church? That's what I'm concerned with. I'm not oblivious to what other people are saying, but I'm most concerned about every word that proceeds, come on, church, from the mouth of God. Come on, that's where it's at. What is God saying about South Florida? What is God saying about our nation? What is God saying about our future? I want to know what every word is that proceeds from his mouth. Because what I see in the natural, it could be right, it could be wrong, it could be this, it could be that, but God's word never fails. God doesn't bounce checks. God's word never falls flat. His word hung the stars and made the universe to spin around. And God's word never fails. God's word never fails. And I want to tell you today, I'm standing on the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of God. I think sometimes we forget what the report of the Lord is. We get a little rusty. Come on, church. You know, as sometimes you get a little rusty on what the report of the Lord is over your life. Can I remind you what the report of the Lord is over your life today? His report says you are healed. His report says you are free. His report says you have salvation and you have victory, even when it doesn't look like you got victory. His report says Jesus paid it all. Not some of it, not part of it, not a portion of my healing. He paid it all. Jesus spread out his arms and he paid the ultimate price, and I am marked by the blood of the Lamb, and the devil can't touch this. Look at somebody and say, the devil can't touch this. I don't know about you, but I am marked by the blood of the Lamb. When the devil comes knocking, he's got to take a hard pass. When the devil comes knocking at my door and over my family, he's got to take a hard pass. Because the devil can't touch this. There's no disease. There's no infirmity. There's no sickness that the devil can throw my way that can stick on me. Because I got the blood of the Lamb. I got my shield up. I got my shield of faith. Come on, church. You got to have your shield. Woo! I got a force field over my life, and it's called the blood of Jesus. I got a force field over my life. It's called the shield of faith. It doesn't matter what the devil concocts. It doesn't matter if he makes it in Asia. He doesn't matter if he makes it in the Middle East. It doesn't matter if he makes it in our backyard. It can't stick to you if you got the blood of the Lamb on you. What is his report over your life? Do you remember what the report of the Lord is over your life? Jesus paid it all, so you don't have to fear. You don't have to fret. You don't have to get anxious. You don't have to get stressed out. Because Jesus paid it all, and he marked you with the blood of the Lamb. And when the devil looks at you and you stand up in faith, he's afraid of you. I don't know about you, but when my feet hit in the morning, the devil gets afraid of what I'm about to do, because I'm a man of faith. I'm a weapon against darkness. I'm a weapon against the enemy. I don't know if you know, but you're a weapon. You need to dust off that dust right now and realize who you are. We said, I know who God says I am. I know who God says that I am. You see, sometimes we get out of practice, but James 4:7 tells us that we resist the devil and he will flee from you. Oh, come on. Now, it doesn't say fear the devil. It doesn't say be aware of the devil. It says resist. Come on, you got to get aggressive in times of turmoil. You got to get aggressive and resist. You know how to do it. You're just out of practice. You know how to do it. You're just out of practice. You need to resist the devil. And he's going to flee. He's going to run out of your life. He's going to run away from your house. He's going to run away from your family. When you resist. Look at somebody, say, resist the devil. Because fear will paralyze you, but faith will empower you. I stand before you as a man empowered by faith. I stand before you as a man empowered by faith. God wants to send you out of this place empowered with faith. And it's not just for you. It's for people that are around you. It's not just for you to take this and digest this and get this in your mind and get this in your spirit and get this in your heart. It's for you to take it, because there's some people that don't have a relationship with Jesus that you need to loan them a little bit of faith. You need to give them a little bit of faith and say, here, I know you are devastated. I know that you're worried. I know you're concerned, but I'm going to take something from the spiritual dimension. I'm going to take something from the kingdom and give you something that you don't own yet. I'm going to give you something that you don't deserve yet. I'm going to give you the gift of faith. I'm going to give you the gift of faith. When people have faith, hope starts to resurface. When people have faith, hope comes alive. Joy comes back. Peace returns when faith is given as a gift. Somebody needs to go out into the week and gift someone faith. I'm gifting you faith. Jesus gave this. Peter said, such as I have, give I unto you. Somebody needs to get that in your spirit and gift someone faith. Faith is what changes things. Faith is what changes things. All right. Let me take another sip of tea. I can't shortchange this next part. There was a time when ancient Israel was in Egypt, and there was diseases in the land. There was diseases all over the land, but God said, I hope you get this, I am going to distinguish between my people and everybody else. There was disease in the land everywhere, but it didn't touch the people of God. Disease, people were breaking out with boils. People were in their houses. They were living in fear, but in the people of God, the disease didn't touch them. And then a little while later, guess what? Death broke out and people's family members were dying and people had lost hope and they were crying. But among the people of God, nobody died. Because God said, I'm going to distinguish between my people and everybody else. I'm going to distinguish. Somebody needs to build up your faith and expectation today, because God says, I have distinguished you. And you're different. You're not like anybody else. God made you different. What's different? What's different about me now? What's different that the disease has to pass me by? That sickness, that lack has to pass me by. What's different about me? In one word, it's called covenant. Jesus said when he sat down with his disciples, he said, guys, I'm going to give you a new covenant. You heard of what happened with Israel, with God and that covenant, but I'm giving you a new covenant. I'm giving you an even better covenant. I'm giving you a covenant that's marked by my blood. It's marked by my blood. And when the devil sees you, he's going to see that you belong to me. He's going to see that he can't mess with you because you belong to me. A new covenant today. We're in covenant with God through Jesus Christ. I am in covenant. The devil can't touch me because I'm in covenant with God through Jesus Christ. I'm marked. I'm set apart. I'm different. I'm distinguished because I'm in covenant with God. So if you're in covenant, you got nothing to worry about today. There's nothing. I'm not worried about anything today because I'm in covenant with God through Jesus Christ. And if you're in covenant, you got nothing to worry about. The only thing I'd be worried about if I wasn't sure if I was in covenant. But if you're in covenant, there's nothing to worry about. God says, I will distinguish between you and everyone else. God's covenant with you makes you different. I like what Bill Johnson said about faith. He said, faith is built on the shoulders of quiet trust. You see, when you really have faith, when everybody's making noise and ruckus and taking all the toilet paper from Publix, you can be quiet and at peace because you trust God. My faith is so strong, I can trust God and not lean on my own understanding. I can trust God and not try to figure everything out all the time. Even when I can't figure stuff out, I know I can trust God, because that's what faith looks like. Sometimes we have to understand our faith is built on the shoulders
of quiet trust. When nobody else is around, when you're just at the house by yourself, do you have peace? You have peace if you have quiet trust in him. When I'm not even around everybody and jumping and screaming and excited about what Jesus is doing, when I get quiet before I go to bed, I got the peace that passes all understanding, because I got my mind fixed on him. I got my mind stayed on him. I got my mind steady on him. I got that quiet trust. I'm not worried today. I want you to know, church, I'm not worried today. I want you to know God's not worried today. He's still on the throne. He's got everything under control. He knows about the Clorox wipes that are out of stock on Amazon. He knows everything. God is aware. No matter what you're worried about today, will you stand with me? No matter what you're worried about today, the Bible says you can cast your cares on Jesus because he cares for you. Maybe you're concerned about what's on the news. Maybe you're concerned about something else. But I want to tell you today, you can cast those concerns on Jesus. You can lay that at the feet of the cross. God doesn't want you to have to go leaving this place with a burden, with heaviness. He wants to take all that burden off of you. You bow your heads with me right now. I want to open up the altar right now. I want to ask some of the prayer team to come down. Maybe you're saying, I need prayer. It's about this or it's about that, but I need prayer. I want to tell you that God wants to give you an extra measure of faith. He wants to stir up faith within you today. He wants to stir up. One of the gifts that the Holy Spirit gives is actually great faith. So wherever you are, whatever you're going through, he can stir up faith. As we sing this song, if you need prayer for this or something else, stress, anxiety, some area of your life that's broken, God wants to be there and be the miracle worker in your life. God is a miracle worker, and I am who he says I am. I am who he says I am. Not what others have said, not what was said over me while I was growing up. I am who he says I am.
Thank you for listening to the Hope United podcast. Please consider planting a seed in this ministry. Any seed helps us get the gospel message out to those that would otherwise not hear it. If you want to give, please click the link below in the episode notes. If you're in the area, come visit us in Pembroke Pines, Florida. May God bless you, and may you possess the promise God has for you.